Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Good morning. Welcome to a Tuesday morning. It's the 18th day of November. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Princess's Day today.
Do you have a favorite? As in a Disney princess?
I don't have any princesses.
Mine's Pocahontas.
Okay.
She's not a princess. Yes, she is. And what do you mean she's not a princess?
She's not a prince. She wasn't a princess in real life. Not in real life.
Oh, and Cinderella was in real life?
There is no real life there.
Right. So no. Pocahontas is a Disney
princesses
princess.
Are all make-believe.
And then I also really like Elsa.
My God. I don't really
and
care.
And then I really like Tiana.
I don't
Tiana
really care.
And
I don't
Moana.
Know who that is, and I don't care.
They're my favorites, I think.
Minnie Mouse is my favorite princess.
She's not a princess. She's not a princess.
It's also Apple Cider Day and William Tell Day today. Later in the parking lot, I'll be shooting an arrow trying to get the apple off Jana's head. Good morning. We're Joe. You need to know this morning. How's this for luck? Winning the lottery not once, but twice in the same month. It happened in Ocean County. Lottery officials say such a thing happening, the odds are about 1 in 2 trillion.
Dang.
The couple hit a scratch-off for $1 million, but that wasn't good enough. A couple weeks later, they bought another ticket and won $3 million.
Ooh,
the couple has two kids, another on the way. They say buying scratch-offs is just a little treat on nights they actually get to spend some time together.
And now they're $4 million richer. Online gambling in New Jersey set a new record in October, more than $260 million wagered. But Atlantic City's in-person casinos weren't left out. They saw revenues jump more than 12%.
This sounds like a dumb idea being kicked around in Trenton. Some lawmakers want stores to show how much of a product's price comes from tariffs.
Oh, my gosh.
Supporters say shoppers deserve to know. Business groups say it sounds good, but figuring out those numbers would be a huge burden to small businesses.
And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny and breezy, high of 49, rain moves in tonight.
It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Jana's fangirl update is right now.
It's tomorrow, country's biggest night. The CMAs are about to go down Wednesday from Nashville. Lainey Wilson is actually about to make history as the first woman to solo host the CMA Awards since Reba. Back in 91, Lainey got her feet wet last year, but she's doing it on her own, and she actually reached out to Reba for a quick tip. Got a whole masterclass instead, which is honestly the most Reba thing I've ever heard. On top of hosting, Lainey is up for 6 awards this year, including Entertainer of the Year, so it's a massive night for her. We'll be watching. You can, too. The CMAs go down tomorrow night at 8 on ABC. Everything you need to know, it's up now at catcountry1073.com. It seems like social media has spoken. She's in the top 3 artists that people are really excited to see perform. Ella Langley, because she's set to perform her brand new song, Choosing Texas, at the CMAs. She received 6 nominations this year. Who knows what surprises they're going to have in store for us. Again, everything you need to know about this year's CMAs, it's up now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. That's Jana's fangirl update. On Cat Country 107. Did you shop yet? I'm working on it.
I don't shop for Thanksgiving.
I do. I'm working on it.
Hey, if it's been a tough year and your chances of having a happy Thanksgiving are not looking good, we'd like to help. Once again this year, Cat Country and our parent company, Town Square Media South Jersey, are holding our free turkey giveaway.
Love this.
You can sign up for the free turkey giveaway beginning tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. at catcountry1073.com and Cat Country 107.3 app. We always say this. It's not a contest, but we're looking to help people who really might not have a Thanksgiving turkey. We want to help you. So you can sign up beginning tomorrow at 8 a.m. All the information is at catcountry1073.com and the Cat Country 107.3. Comes up at 8:20 this morning on Cat Country 107.3. Meanwhile, coming up at 7:20, about an hour from now, our Joe and Jana question of the day today. You have a package delivery nightmare? Whether you were sending something or you're supposed to be getting something and everything went wrong.
Yes.
We want to hear about it. 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
I'm excited for these answers because who doesn't have a story like this? Oh, my gosh.
We got a lot of answers already. Let's check in with Jeff in Hamilton. He says, the driver rang the bell, left my box, and my dog grabbed it and ran around the yard like he won the Super Bowl.
Nice.
I don't know whose fault that was. Dawn in Forked River has sent us the joke we're going to use this morning. Thank you, Dawn.
Dawn, aren't you a sweetheart? Thank you.
Two dogs walking down the street. One dog says to the other, wait a minute, I'll be right back. He walks across the street, sniffs the fire hydrant for about a minute, then walks back across the street. The other dog says, what was that all about? First dog says, oh, I was just checking my P-mail message. Joe and Jana, we got a fabulous trip we'd like to send you on to see Luke Combs in Las Vegas. Your first chance to win is at 8:20 this morning. Meanwhile, coming up at 7:20, our Joe and Jana question of the day today. What's your crazy, weird package delivery story?
I love when people share this because everybody has a crazy one and it just makes you cringe. You can't help it. Oh, man.
We'd love to hear your story. 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. We'll talk about your delivery story coming up at 7:20. Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning.
And where are we off to today?
Flint, Texas. A Veterans Day flag display last week vandalized, leading to the arrest of 48-year-old Timothy Myers Poole. Poole allegedly tore down flags at the Rotary Club of Tyler's Field of Valor display. How do we know it was Mr. Poole? He left his driver's license behind at the scene of the crime. This is with Joe and Jana. Hey, it's tomorrow night, country music's biggest night, the 59th annual CMA Awards, hosted by Lainey Wilson, live from Nashville. You'll be able to catch it tomorrow night at 8 on ABC. Good morning, we're Joe and you need to know this morning. How's this for luck? Winning the lottery not once, but twice in the same month. It happened in Ocean County. Lottery officials say such a thing happening, the odds are about 1 in 2 trillion.
Dang.
The couple hit a scratch-off for $1 million, but that wasn't good enough. A couple weeks later, they bought another ticket and won $3 million. The couple has two kids, another on the way. They say buying scratch-offs is just a little treat on nights they actually get to spend some time together.
And now they're $4 million richer. Online gambling in New Jersey set a new record in October, more than $260 million wagered. But Atlantic City's in-person casinos weren't left out. They saw revenues jump more than 12%.
This sounds like a dumb idea being kicked around in Trenton. Some lawmakers want stores to show how much of a product's price comes from tariffs.
Oh, my gosh.
Supporters say shoppers deserve to know. Business groups say it sounds good, but figuring out those numbers would be a huge burden to small businesses.
And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny and breezy, high of 49, rain moves into...
Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Cat Country Morning Birthday shout-out start right now.
First up, we got to shout out the brothers Osborne, not both of them, but TJ Osborne is 41 today. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Dean Trident of Ocean City. Happy birthday, Dean. Kirsten Sutton of Absecon is 25 today. Tony Monfredo is 55. Tony is from Richland.
Tony!
Bonnie Hughes of Egg Harbor Township is 59.
Bonnie, happy birthday!
Matthew Martin of Egg Harbor City is 49. Happy birthday to Robbie Ray of Absecon.
What a fun name.
Penny Lynn Ramish of Millville is 64 today. By the way, I heard on one particular bus that they're listening to this show, the kids are always listening for a particular age.
That's funny. That's awesome.
Kelly Beals of Cape May Courthouse is 38. Stacy Burns of Ocean View has a birthday. Bill Monell of Seaville is 53. Happy birthday to William Beakley of Fairton, who's 58.
Of where?
Fairton.
That's cool.
F-A-I-R-T-O-N.
Don't know where that is.
In Cumberland County, I think.
Oh, cool.
Happy birthday to Luann Young of Tuckahoe. Nathaniel Ring, we think he's from Egg Harbor City, is 12 today. Happy birthday,
Ooh,
Nathaniel.
Nathaniel, have a great day, buddy.
And we have one more chance, kids. Here it is. Trudy Strauss of Hamilton is 64.
Woo! Trudy!
Happy birthday.
Trudy.
We miss you. Happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday shout-out today, Kirsten Sutton of Absecon. Kirsten is 25 today.
Yes, she is. Kirsten, happy birthday.
Our Joe and Jana question of the day today. What is your package delivery nightmare? Tell us about it. 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. We have people lining up to answer. 107.3 mornings with Joe and Jana. Our question of the day. Tell us about your package delivery nightmare. Well, that's not a question, but
well,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
What crazy thing happened to your package, whether you were sending it or receiving it? 609-383-1073. You hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. A bunch of answers already. We'll start with Megan in Avalon. She says, the Postal Service said delivered to mailbox, or the mail service, but she says, but my mailbox was empty. Turns out they put it in my neighbor's mailbox, who was on vacation. I found out 2 weeks later when she got back that she had my package.
Nice, nice.
At least she delivered it.
But I was going to say, at least somebody got it back.
Our tip that I gave last week, if you get delivered something that isn't yours,
legally, just to keep it.
Legally, you can keep it.
Right, that's awful.
Maybe not morally, but legally, anything that's delivered to you, it's yours.
That's nuts. That's absolutely nuts. Lanice commented on Facebook. She said, Once I ordered a shirt from Amazon, when it arrived, she opened it. She found a short sleeve version of the long sleeve version, except It was someone's used t-shirt. Ew, including a nice stain on the front of it. She said it smelled like someone's perfume. She said, I have a video of it somewhere. I'm assuming someone in packaging liked my new one better than the one that they had and switched it up during packaging. And then she put a couple of barf emojis in there, too.
Yeah, I don't think that's legal.
That is absolutely not legal. And that absolutely happened in the packaging center, like in the distribution center. That's so scary. Absolutely not.
Julie's on the phone from Northfield. What's your story, Julie?
I ordered my husband a really expensive golf bag for his birthday.
Yeah.
And when he opened it up for his birthday as a surprise, it actually had someone else's golf stuff inside all the little compartments.
Oh.
Their tees and their balls.
Yeah.
And how did that happen?
They said somebody purchased it and returned it to the store.
And trivia coming up in about 15 minutes. In the meantime, our Joe and John a question of the day today. What's your package delivery nightmare? 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Just on our app just now, Kelly from Galloway, the driver wouldn't deliver my package because they said there was loose animals.
What?
I checked our Ring and the neighbor's chickens were standing on our walk to the door.
That's hysterical.
So they were afraid of a few chickens.
Can I tell you something? Listen. I got traumatized by a rooster when I was 2. I'd be the same way.
So did my son.
No way.
He was always afraid of roosters.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, chickens, I'm kind of okay. I really don't care. But if I'm doing a job and your chicken is in my way, I will walk
chicken
around it. But listen, if it chases me,
today's chase,
what happens
tomorrow's
after
dinner.
That, yeah. All bets are off. That's all I'm saying, okay?
Samantha's on the phone from Millville. What happened, Samantha?
A couple of years ago, I ordered my husband a jersey, and we got it. No problem. It was great.
Okay.
And then 3 days later, we got another one.
With Joe and John, our question of the day today. Tell us about your package delivery nightmare, 609-383-1073. Or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. And what is yours?
I have one. So, you know the meal grocery services where that you order the food and they come and you can make the meals out of them, whatever. Okay, so I won't say which one it was, but...
Because God forbid, they might be listening and be mad.
They might. I've gotten every single one of those under the sun at one point. One time, I was so annoyed because I knew I wasn't going to get home until like 8 p.m. I had an event or something for the station. Like, I worked here when this happened. And it was sitting outside all day.
Marks.
Normally, it's fine. Like, I can leave the groceries outside because it comes with the ice thing in it. You know what
I'm
saying?
The dry ice. Sure.
Yes, the dry ice. Had to throw out the entire box. The dry ice was not in there.
Oh, no.
It was awful. And I'm telling you,
did you call and complain?
I did the customer service thing. They did replace it. It was fine. But, like, it was... I had no food for, like at least 4 days. And that was at the time where, like, everything for lunch and dinner, like, I was getting from this service.
They've got a shop right down the street from where you live.
I know, but, like, I was getting all the things. Like, I was trying to eat right for, like, my health issues that I had going on at the time. And they had, like, an entire menu that you could pick from to, like, cater to that. And so I was really disappointed, and I was just so stressed out because my hormones were everywhere because of all the stuff I had going on. It was a rough night. But, yeah.
All right. Kathy is on the phone from Galloway with another food mishap delivery.
Oh, no.
Go ahead, Kathy.
Well, every Christmas I make homemade cinnamon rolls.
Yum.
And I ship some to my mother in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And last year I shipped some also to my cousin in California. My mom called me 2 days later, got the cinnamon rolls. Everything was great.
Anna? Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air, brought to you by our friends at Matt Blatt Nissan. Up for grabs today, $40 worth of New Jersey lottery tickets. Hey, if that couple in Ocean County can win $2 million prizes over a couple months, you can win one here. We have $40 worth of New Jersey lottery instant scratch-off tickets for you. So that's the prize, $40 of New Jersey instant lottery tickets.
Nice.
Phone number is 609-383-1073 or hit the call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Here's the question. Even though it's legal in all 50 states, it's legal everywhere. It's actually banned in about 1 in 5 schools in the country.
Banned in 1 in 5.
1 in 5 schools in the country, this is banned even though it's legal.
Okay.
609-383-1073 or hit the call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
I'm going to guess gum, when I was younger, I feel like was like illegal in every school. Not illegal, but you know what
kids
I mean.
Can chew gum down in school?
I mean, they do. I don't know if they...
Point three. That's Lainey Wilson. She'll be hosting country music's biggest night tomorrow, the 59th annual CMA Awards. You can catch those live from Nashville on ABC starting at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. All right, Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. It's take $40 worth of New Jersey Instant Lottery scratch-off tickets. Here's the question. Even though it's legal in all 50 states, this is currently banned in about 1 in 5 schools nationwide.
I said gum. You said gum.
No. All right, Cat Country.
Is it energy drink?
No, that's not it. Thank you.
Oh, that's a good guess, though.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Hi, is it driving to school?
No, that's not it. Thank you. That's some schools.
Yeah.
No comment. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Is it soft drink?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Good morning, Cat Country.
Peanuts.
Peanuts or peanut butter. Absolutely right. You're a winner.
Yay. Thank you.
What's your name?
Anne.
Anne, where are you from?
Mays Landing.
Anne, we've got $40 worth of New Jersey lottery tickets for you. Congratulations.
Yes.
Anne, let me ask
right,
you a
bye.
Question.
Go ahead.
Was peanut butter banned when you were in school?
No, not at all.
We didn't hear of kids with peanut allergies.
Kids didn't have peanut allergies back then.
Yeah. No, anybody could bring it.
They must have just all died before they came to school. That's why we didn't have it.
Oh, God.
It's Cat Country 107.3 mornings with Joe and Jana. Yeah, 1 in 5 schools in the country now ban peanuts or peanut butter.
Yeah, that makes sense.
When I was a kid, that's all I took every day to school was peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
It's the easiest to make.
It was funny. The elementary school I went to, they didn't offer lunch. I mean, you had to take your own lunch. There was no cafeteria.
Were you part of the generation that got to, like, go home for lunch?
Sure.
If you lived close enough?
Sure, okay. But then they started, I was in, like, third or fourth grade, they started a cafeteria. And so, you know, you were able to buy lunch. Mm-hmm. The first lunch that they offered was peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
So.
That tracks.
We've come a long way, baby.
Have we? Because we can't bring it to school anymore. So.
We have our Joe and Jana question of the day today. We want to come back to that because we got a lot of good answers already in again. 609-383-1073. We're at the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Tell us about your package delivery nightmare. Caroline on Facebook says, I waited 2 months for a special pack of macaroons to be delivered from a fancy store.
Ooh.
They were a limited edition set. They were delivered. I wasn't home. The squirrels got into the package. About 3/4 of it was gone before I could even get my hands on it. I called the company and they had no idea what to do because they never heard of this before. They gave me a free set of macaroons that were delivered 3 months later. She says I was home for that delivery.
That's crazy. Those better bits of good macaroons for sure. Jim in Summers Point message on the app. He said several years ago, UPS delivered a 10-inch large, or I'm sorry, delivered 10 large boxes to the house. Tried to deliver and find the intended house to no avail.
Oh, so it's the wrong house. Okay.
Yes, that's what he said. I'm just reading verbatim.
Yeah.
Did not exist. Called UPS and was told we can return to UPS, but we'll be charged $10 per package to return. Guess what we did? That's
anything
what he said.
Delivered to your house, legally you can keep.
Guess what we did? And then...
Especially from the post office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not... You can't
so
track
it. If it's delivered to your house, keep it. Open it up, enjoy it.
Maybe...
He didn't say what was in the 10 boxes, did he?
No, he did not.
Maybe
no,
it was cash.
He was mum on that fact.
He was cash.
I'll say. Maybe that's why he's rich. Maybe that's why.
He didn't want to go to jail.
No. Jess from Hamilton said on the app, too, by the way. She said, just last week I got an email saying my package from Walmart couldn't be delivered because no one was home, but I was home all day. She said, the next day I got an email saying that my order is ready for pickup at Walmart, 45 minutes away from me. Rather than the one that's 10 minutes away from me. What the heck, Walmart?
Cat Country 107.3. Good morning. We're Joe and Jana. Here are 3 things you need to know this morning. How's this for luck? Winning the lottery not once, but twice in the same month. It happened in Ocean County. Lottery officials say such a thing happening, the odds are about 1 in 2 trillion.
Dang.
The couple hit a scratch-off for $1 million, but that wasn't good enough. A couple weeks later, they bought another ticket and won $3 million.
Woo!
The couple has 2 kids, another on the way. They say buying scratch-offs is just a little treat on nights they actually get to spend some time together.
And now they're $4 million richer. Online gambling in New Jersey set a new record in October, more than $260 million wagered. But Atlantic City's in-person casinos weren't left out. They saw revenues jump more than 12%.
This sounds like a dumb idea being kicked around in Trenton. Some lawmakers want stores to show how much of a product's price comes from tariffs.
Oh, my gosh.
Supporters say shoppers deserve to know. Business groups say it sounds good, but figuring out those numbers would be a huge burden to small businesses.
And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny and breezy, high of 49. Rain moves in tonight.
Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for my favorite tweets for the last 24 hours.
All right, here we go.
There are 5 of them. Number 1, Your gums are bleeding because you don't floss enough. My dentist, as he cleans my teeth with a mini fish hook.
Ew. Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Number two, not riding your shopping cart to your car is the first sign of depression. Whee! Number three.
I do that too often, honestly.
For goodness sake, hold it together, then come home and cry in the shower like a normal person.
Like a normal human being. What are you doing?
Number four, welcome to your 60s. More dead people show up in your dreams now. I have to say, this is true.
I've never thought of that.
This is so true. We're Joe and Jonna. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five.
Don't get old.
I watched Jerry Springer as a kid, so now I assume every conversation comes with a plot twist. Jonna. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for yet another edition of Who Did Joe Kelly Yell At Yesterday?
Get off my lawn.
Jonna, did I A, yell at the kid that delivers the pizza, B, yell at the lady at the DMV, or C, yell at the solar sales guy?
The kid who delivered the pizza.
I'll give you a hint. 99% of the time, as it is today, it's C, the solar sales guy.
Oh, well, that's true. Probably.
So there I am sleeping, having a nice dream, actually, on my couch.
A nice little snooze, if you will.
About 3:30 in the afternoon, my afternoon nap.
Yep.
And I hear...
Okay.
Knock on the front door.
So not the pizza guy.
I'm going to ignore it. Knocks a second time. It's like the cardinal sin.
It doesn't take much to get Joe heated.
So I walk up.
If you're a salesperson.
Make sure I have pants on as I did.
Good.
Answer the door and there's a guy standing there. Hi, I know you weren't expecting me today, but I'd like to talk to you about solar. I look at the guy.
I would have told him to run.
I look at his truck, and his truck is decked out with a logo of some company I've never heard. I said, well, you're not a local company. I only deal with local companies. He says, well, we're everywhere. I said, I don't want somebody who's everywhere.
You want
somebody
who's here.
I don't want solar,
here.
So I really don't want to talk to you. Thank you. Have a good day. He says, well, I can get you a new roof. I said, I'm sorry. I said, I don't want to talk to you.
Oh, no.
He says, well, I could get you a new roof. I said, look. For the final time, I don't want to talk to you. Thank you. Goodbye.
Oh, no.
So I fake like I closed the door. I didn't close it all the way.
Oh, no.
He starts walking down the driveway and says something very loudly that I
can't say
on the
radio. Got it.
And I said, I'm sorry. Excuse me? And he said, oh, I was just talking to myself.